From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is confirming he has authorized targeted airstrikes in Iraq and said U.S. planes conducted a delivery of humanitarian aid to Iraqis trapped by Islamist militants. The president, in an address from the White House State Dining Room tonight, saying that as the situation continues to grow increasingly dire for Iraqis, including a group of Kurds trapped on a mountain there, the administration needed to intervene to prevent what he called a potential act of genocide.
When we face a situation like we do on that mountain, with innocent people facing the prospect of violence on a horrific scale, when we have a mandate to help, in this case a request from the Iraqi government, and when we have the unique capabilities to help avert a massacre, then I believe the United States of America cannot turn a blind eye.
The president said he will not allow U.S. troops to be dragged back into fighting another war in Iraq. He said he hopes the decision will be taken more seriously than the use of any military decision. The White House says Russia is only hurting itself by banning the import of food from countries that have imposed sanctions on Moscow. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. says Russia has another way out.
The U.S. has been ratcheting up sanctions on Russia, hoping to pressure Moscow to stop supporting separatists in Ukraine. But Russian President Vladimir Putin now says he will ban imports of Western food. State Department spokesperson Marie Harf says Washington is studying what impact that will have on U.S. businesses. But it's clear already, she says, that Putin's move will hurt Russians.
Not only is he running their economy into the ground, and their growth is now predicted at zero, but he's also denying them basic things like food.
She says Putin can either continue on this course or take, as the U.S. puts it, a diplomatic off-ramp to help ease the crisis in Ukraine. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
People in Hawaii are bracing for two hurricanes that are bearing down on the islands. The first of the storms, Hurricane Isel, is expected to make landfall later tonight. NPR's Craig Wyndham reports the Federal Emergency Management Agency is making preparations to help those who will be affected.
State officials are telling Hawaiians to prepare, not panic. And FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says that's good advice.
Each one of these islands is going to be a little bit different as far as population and vulnerabilities.
He says getting supplies positioned there takes time.
Part of the challenges you have is the distances involved of getting supplies if they're needed from the mainland. That's why we stock a lot of things out there on the island, generators, water, consumable supplies ahead of time just in case they're needed.
Fugate says the storms are likely to affect most of the Hawaiian Islands over the next couple of days. Craig Wyndham, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander has fought back a challenge from Tea Party-backed challenger State Representative Joe Carr in that state's Republican primary. The incumbent victory today in Tennessee dealing yet another blow to the National Tea Party movement, which had been hoping to field candidates in upcoming elections. On Wall Street today, the Dow was down 75 points. This is NPR. Israel says it wants Hamas to disarm before it will even consider lifting a blockade on Gaza. However, a senior Hamas official is rejecting that, saying it's not going to happen. Speaking to supporters in Gaza City today, Hamas official Mashir al-Masri saying such a suggestion is out of the question, and adding that weapons of resistance, as he called them, need to remain on the negotiating table. Prominent wine dealer has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for selling counterfeit bottles for millions of dollars. Sarah Gonzalez with member station WNYC has the story.
The U.S. attorney in Manhattan said Rudy Kurnayawan had an intricate counterfeit wine scheme. He'd mix cheap wines to mimic the taste of rare, expensive wines, pour the blend into empty vintage bottles, print fake labels, and sell them for millions of dollars. The FBI found his laboratory when they raided his California home last year. He was also found guilty of trying to fraudulently obtain a loan from a financing company in New York City. Aside from the prison sentence, Kurnayawan was ordered to pay $28 million to the customers he schemed and forfeit another $20 million. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in New York.
The nation's major airlines suffered a worse on-time performance rating in June than for the previous month, continuing what has been a string of poor performances this year. According to the government, during the first 6 months of the year, the rate of late flights was the highest it's been since 2008. Cancellations are at levels not seen since 2000. Transportation Department says the major airlines had an on-time arrival rate of 71.8% in June, down from 76.9% in May. Hawaiian and Alaska Airlines had the best on-time performance rate. Southwest and regional carriers Envoy and ExpressJet had the worst. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.